B-Pod Studios.
It's a rap party podcast, and only I am in front of a microphone. Roy is scrolling through Insta.
I'm texting an account exec.
And Nicole and Loren are looking out the window. Why are you looking out the window here in South Boulevard in Charlotte?
Because it's snowing.
It's snowing! And I had to post it on Instagram.
How many other people have done that already? Like, I love checking out. Well, not so many people are on Twitter anymore, but the Insta timeline is going to be like, snow, 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 yeah. Snow, snow.
None.
So if you listen to us across the country with the Rap Party podcast, we live in Charlotte where we get an average of like 4 inches of snow a year.
I think less than that, dude.
It used to be 4 inches. Now maybe it might be less than that.
I think in the past 2 years, it's barely done anything, like an inch.
I don't know if it's like that where you live, but there's a big difference between like, so Charlotte's in the middle, you guys, the city, and then there's north and south. And like North Charlotte can get 5 inches. South Charlotte can get rain.
Yep.
It's within 20 miles. It's crazy.
I just texted Dallas to see if it was snowing in Ballantyne. I doubt it. But I did see that where I saw it first was actually my girlfriend who's in, I think, Spartanburg. And she was posting it. She just moved from Florida up down there, and she posted it this morning.
Okay.
You know, it looks like a snowy day. You know, the clouds look like snow clouds.
I would have liked the heads up, though.
Now, I have one dog walk today, and I am so excited to do it in the snow.
I was about to ask, you guys just want to go outside and stand in it and look at it?
Well, I'm going to look at the radar and see how long Nicole has. Brief snow showers possible this morning.
Well, it's not morning anymore.
It's only 11.
Well, but that's not morning. It's almost out.
Technically, it's a.m., so.
And it's all going to turn to rain. But look, I mean, like.
This is my favorite kind of snow. It doesn't lay. I get to see it. It's pretty for a minute, and then it goes away.
Yeah, but you've lived in Pittsburgh. I've lived in Raleigh my whole life, so a snow day is the most, like, anticipated thing all year, and I want it so bad.
Pittsburgh, it's like one-fourth of our year.
And, like, what's weird enough, I lived in Roanoke, Virginia, just outside of it, and that's only 2.5 hours from here, only, and it would get so much snow.
They got a lot of snow a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they're always getting snow. Every time I turn around, they're getting snow.
Is it snowing there?
People in Charlotte are so mad that it never snows here.
For some odd reason, like, Charlotte is just south enough to where...
Yeah. We get 200 degrees in the summer and rain in the winter.
Yeah.
And it really is terrible, you guys. Like, again, if you live here, you know this, but like 36 and raining rather than 28 and snowing.
Yep. That's the majority of our winters.
That sucks. Well, the Rap Party Podcast, of course, is where we talk about what happened on the show and things that we couldn't get to on the show or dive in deeper into things.
Have you ever had one of those shows where you don't even remember what you did? I can't even tell you, besides football, an explosion.
Oh, I'm fried. I'm so happy it's Friday.
Yeah. The explosion. Roy, tell us about the explosion.
So there I was in the kitchen. We had employees trying to interfere with our bit.
Oh, yeah. Who was in the kitchen trying to use the microwave?
It was our market controller, and I don't want to put their names on the radio. But they had all these boxes. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Like, we're going to box up our kitchen? Are we moving kitchens? Like, I didn't understand why we had all these boxes.
We're moving offices, so it wouldn't be a surprise.
Right. And then on top of that, I guess they flipped over a table. There was a table flipped over in there as well. So there was some weird commotion. But we put the eggs in the microwave, and for the first time in the history of us doing this, they actually exploded at the exact same time. Typically, only one explodes and the other one still stays and cooks.
Now, the reason why we put the eggs in there for our Super Bowl egg explosion is one egg represents one team, the other egg represents the other team, and it's been right. Whichever team doesn't explode is the team that wins, except last year. The Patriots exploded, which was great, but they also won.
Right.
So even though, nice glasses, Roy.
Thanks.
Roy just put on glasses for some reason. And they're like ones, weird novelty
Party City glasses.
New Year's Eve glasses. Woo, New Year's Eve. Yeah. Hey, there's Brittany. You want to come in and talk about home loans?
Yeah.
The reason why the rap party is so late today is because one of our sales exec came in and was trying to talk to Roy about, you know, who is a realtor on the side.
Yeah.
Real estate. And you kept saying, I legally can't tell you that.
Yeah, there was a lot of things she wanted me to say, and she would sit down, and I'm like, I can't. There are laws that govern what I can do and can't do. And
really? Like, if you're not employed, that you can't?
It is illegal for me to interfere in another agent's client.
Like, that's not true. He just wanted her out of the studio. No, and I don't blame you. She was talking a lot.
No, it is true. I can't. If they're signed on to another agent, that's their client.
Yeah, you
can't
give them counsel.
So, yeah. Well, because that's basically like us. I mean, we're in contracts. Like, it's technically, yeah, it would technically be against contract for us to go pursue.
Channel. Right. Or iHeart or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Same thing. So it's like, I can't give you advice. Your agent needs to sit you down and counsel you and give you advice. And like, I don't know how many times I had to say that.
Yeah, I know.
And the one advice I could give her is the advice everyone needs to know. Shop around. Like, when you want to go get a loan, go get multiple quotes.
Nothing wrong with that, right,
but
buddy?
But then, like, it was a very specific stuff with her contract that I just couldn't help with.
Yeah. Well, so the explosion at the end of the day, we're telling you guys to bet on the Chiefs. It's going to go to overtime, but the Chiefs are going to win with a field goal, we think. That's what Loren's theory was.
Because yes. They both exploded at the same time, which, by the way, massive explosion, a lot of mess. And thank you, Nicole, for cleaning it up for us.
Yeah, for sure. But also, I'd like to redirect this podcast mm-hmm. to one of my blogs that I have done. You can search for... Oh, my God!
It's really snowing now. That's like big flakes now.
Buffalo Wild Wings, if the Super Bowl goes into overtime, that's it. It just has to go into overtime. If it goes into overtime, you get free six-piece wings at Buffalo Wild Wings, like a later date in February.
Oh, Nicole, that's cool. How can you talk about...
I can't!
I mean, those are massive flakes.
They're really
down.
Big flakes. Nicole, watch out. I can't see them from sitting here.
Sorry. Get in line.
Get in line.
It's not sticking, is it?
I hope not. By the way, that's how you know you're an adult. When you go, I hope it just goes away.
Nicole, show us how excited you are.
I just watched Cheer on Netflix, so I'm all in on cheerleading right now.
Is this our first snow of the
of
season?
The year? Yes, sir. Thanks for asking.
That's big. That's big news. Wow, and it's really coming. Can we stop recording this podcast? Even I want to go outside and play in it. You and I don't care. I'm about to. I want
to
go
outside.
Out. Yeah.
To do what?
Just to stand in.
Oh, we have so much to do, guys. And it's cold.
But it's pretty. Look at it. I think it's sticking to the roof.
The roof of my mouth.
Yeah, that's really coming down.
By the way, we just posted it up at the MRL show.
So you can see what we're experiencing. And I'm going to post a video of Nicole freaking out, having a total meltdown.
Yep, I posted that too at the MRL show.
Okay, well, I'm going to post mine at Kiss Roy Boy. So follow me at Kiss Roy Boy.
Good.
Someone post on the station.
No.
I don't have that login to post on kiss951.com. You would think we lived in Florida, by the way, the way we're excited about this. Holy cow, it really is coming down nicely.
How cold is it?
It says it's 40. No, but it was 32 when I came in this morning.
There's a lot of concerning things that I captured. I'm looking at my stories right now.
Loren.
What?
Let's focus back.
On what?
Do you want to get into this or no? Because we said we'd get into it on the wrap party.
I don't remember what we said we would get into.
That crazy story of the person I know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you want to.
I mean, you're into this kind of thing.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about it next week, though?
We can talk about it on the air, but, like, it's so confusing.
Yeah. And it's, like, it's such a unique story that I've never heard anything like it before.
So tell the story first. You know it.
You're going to have to help me with
and you
places.
Don't have to go into crazy detail. Just give the overall gist.
Okay, so there's a couple that has been living in Hawaii for the last 3 weeks, and their children have not been seen in 3 weeks. So the 17-year-old belongs to the male, and the 7-year-old belongs to the female, I believe. And police have been asking for them to produce the children or tell them where they are.
Now, they originally are from Idaho.
Okay. But it's Hawaii's government law enforcement that's saying, like, if you don't produce the kids or tell us where they are, we're going to bring you in.
Idaho is working with they have to produce them in Idaho, Loren, not in Hawaii.
Gotcha.
They have to bring the kids back to Idaho.
Well, their, like, to-do date was yesterday. And do you have an update? Have they been taken into custody?
I don't have an update about custody, but the name is, I mean, it's public, so it's not like I'm hiding it. Lori Vallow is her name.
Yeah.
And if you Google Lori Vallow, you're going to see.
There's a whole backstory to this whole thing. So Lori has a dead ex-husband who her brother shot and killed in self-defense. And that wasn't her first husband to die. That was her second husband to pass away. So now law enforcement is also looking into the death of her spouses. And her now boyfriend also has a dead spouse. And are they married? Maybe they're married.
Right now? They are married.
Because he got married to Lori 2 weeks after his wife passed away.
So having said all this, why is this important and what's the connection to MRL? Because they're from Idaho and they're in Hawaii right now.
Who
Nobody
cares?
Should know anything.
It's a crazy story and very, I don't want to say entertaining, but I mean, you're hooked on it.
It is the craziest story.
It is. But you have a personal connection.
I do. And I'll share that personal connection next week on the Meanie, Roy, and Lorenz show. No, I mean, I'll tell you, I know her. I've met her. I've hugged her.
And she, did she almost kill you?
I'm afraid.
Dude.
I won't say how I know her because I want to leave my middle person out, my connecting person. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that person out of it. But the brother who's
like
now
good,
dead, yeah, Alex Cox.
That's another twist to the story. So the brother who killed Lori's husband has now, how long ago did he die?
Turned up dead like 3 weeks ago in December. Suspicious.
So crazy.
But he shot and killed Lori's ex-husband. Supposedly out of self-defense, and the Phoenix police, where it happened, didn't charge him because they said that the man charged after him with a bat and he shot and killed him.
Which I would do it too.
This Lori person who I hugged, I knew Alex better than I knew Lori.
Yeah.
So do you think that he wasn't really being charged with a bat? Do you think...
Do I think...
Like maybe that was a lie?
Anything is possible. To me, it sounds like this is all just speculation. This Lori wanted her husband dead, had Alex do it. She knew Alex knew, and then killed him. Her own brother.
That's so crazy. I mean, the
right?
obviously
Don't you
that's
think that?
All out, like speculation and, you know, alleged propaganda. But yeah, I mean, the police are looking into it. And I think it's very interesting and convenient that all these people in her life are missing or dead.
And I'm shocked that that I know these people. I mean, absolutely shocked.
Oh, it's not snowing really much anymore.
No, it'll turn back on. But anyway, yeah, I'll explain. That's pretty much it. I'm going to explain that on the air next week. Because I think whenever anybody's connected or you have a connection to a high-profile case, like, Loren, you've been connected to a high-profile case before. Or a profile case. You don't have to say it,
okay.
But you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
And it's
okay.
Weird.
I've been connected to a high-profile case.
Right?
I've been in an accident.
No.
It was all over the news.
You're so young, give it time.
I'm not.
And I guess, connected is not the right word, but, like, you know somebody personally.
It's like the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Actually, My grandmother used to always shoot people.
I am. In Raleigh, my best friend's cousin shot and robbed a movie theater in where I'm from, Wakefield.
And so you knew that cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he went to him and his dad shot and robbed it and went to prison for a long time.
Wow.
Wait, Roy, go back. You said your grandma used to shoot people?
I think it was my great grandmother. She shot like 6 people, I think, in total.
I love how casual that was.
But I think it was all, but it was in a weird time. Like,
did she know Lori?
Yeah. It was like in a weird time before 1975, before they really cracked down on certain things. It was very like self-defense was even more wishy-washy back then. Like she shot.
Those were the good old days when you can shoot someone in the back.
And kind of get away with it. Yeah. Like she, I think she shot a couple people who was trying to do something at her bar or restaurant she owned.
Yeah, that's just Hank. You know, he's got a bad kidney anyway, so he was on his way out.
And then I'm pretty sure she killed a husband. I may be getting it wrong. I'll ask my mom so Monday I can come back and get the story right.
Okay.
But I have like a family member that's killed like 6 people.
Call your mom now.
Yeah.
And call her on speaker and just say, hey, mom, didn't great grandma kill 6 people? And let's see what kind of reaction Cindy, your mom, gives.
Okay. I hope she answers.
She always answers. Your mom's the best.
Hello, Roy. Is everything okay, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Hi,
you've
reached
Cindy. Whoa. Oh, you guys sent a voicemail.
Sent a voicemail. voicemail. I'll try again.
Maybe she's dialing out.
It must be a mistake.
Whoa. What if we're in that weird limbo where she keeps trying to call me and I'm calling her? So let me wait a second. I'll call her.
Here's what I do know. This just opened up a whole can of worms.
So what, my mom's ignoring me?
As soon as we're going to stop this podcast, Roy's going to call his sister. Have you talked to mom? Her cell phone's off. Her cell phone's never off.
Is mom okay? You want to hear all that? I'll do it all on the podcast. How about that? Okay. So let me call my sister.
Is it unusual?
Yeah.
For your mom's phone to be off?
Yeah, typically.
Up in Roanoke, Virginia? At this address? Right now you're calling?
Now I'll call my sister to make sure my...
Hello?
Hi. Hey,
he's gonna send the whole family into a tailspin.
Mom a question, but her phone went to voicemail. Have you heard from her this morning?
Oh, you know, I haven't. I didn't even try to call her because I haven't.
Wow. Maybe. She drive over her phone.
There? Do a welfare check?
Did she say something? Is she mad?
I don't think I've made her mad. I don't think so, but she's not answering her phone. It goes straight to voicemail, so I don't know if you heard from her. And this is a little early for her nap time.
Yeah, I was about to say, it could be a nap, but usually she doesn't nap until, like, 1.
Yeah, it's a little early for that.
This is Roy's sister, by the way, okay, that we all thought had passed away at some point.
You needed to talk
As
to
you
her.
Can tell, yeah, she's alive.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, let's track her
really
down.
Really missing you.
All right. I'll call you later, sis.
All right, bye.
All right, so the hunt's on. By the way, how this podcast has taken a turn. We now have gone to get my mom to tell me about a family member that's killed 6 people. To now, is that my mom dead? You know, she maybe she was part of the.
Does Cindy have a house number?
Yeah, she has a house.
Call the house number.
Your sister was dead last week.
Not a landline. She doesn't have a landline.
A landline.
No. I thought you meant like an address. I'm like, yeah, she has an address.
We're just killing off family members.
By the way, I just got a message from Fox 46 local news that some schools are dismissing early.
Stop. What?
No way.
I'm telling you, I think this is why I'm conditioned to love snow so much is because growing up in Raleigh, if this happened, you're right, we would leave school early. And quite honestly, if it got to be under 32 degrees tonight, school would be canceled tomorrow and it would look like it does right now. Nothing.
Wataga, of course, up in the mountains, okay, and Avery up in the mountains.
Yeah, yeah. Lord, I remember the school bus used to pick me up with chains on the tires. Uh-huh. Like, you're coming to school, kids.
Well,
we'd be in the back. The bus would slip and slide going around a turn. We're having fun.
We should call one of the schools and act like a teacher. Act like a parent.
A parent?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do that right now?
I don't think we should because it's a bad prank idea. But you know, you should call as like a paranoid. What's the early dismissal situation here in Charlotte?
Call a Florida school acting like that, and then say, "Oh, sorry, wrong kid," and then let him wander all day.
I love doing prank phone calls. It's so much fun.
So now this counts as snow in Charlotte.
This is their first snow in Charlotte.
It'll be a trace, they'll call it. But like Brad Panovich, who's our well-known weather guy, will go on and say, there has never not been a year where snow hasn't fallen in Charlotte.
That's true.
At the airport. They count the airport as the spot. So, all right. I think we did a great job. Good rap party podcast. What, Loren?
No, she's concerned about my mom.
Oh, yeah. That too. No, I told Roy this yesterday. But do you know that there is one of the largest alpaca conventions in the U.S. coming to Concord?
I was going
to
put that in the gossip box. And it gets better. So not only is it the largest alpaca convention coming to Concord, but her mom's attending and wants Loren to attend.
She's so excited, y'all. She's flying up on Friday, and this is happening Valentine's Day weekend. She's flying up on Friday. She's making me go to the alpaca convention with her all day on Saturday. We're going to dinner afterwards. She's made a whole day of it.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But there's like 600 alpaca. They said 600 plus alpacas will descend on Concord.
They spit on you.
Well, not if you're nice to them and you rub them.
I saw an alpaca that was giving birth and it spit on me.
Well, there's a lot of things happening. Giving birth is a big deal. But I used to have a
Loren
therapy llama.
Spit when she gives birth.
I think llamas are alpacas, or if not similar. And I had a therapy llama, and that thing never spit on me.
It's like a horse and a pony. They're kind of like a horse.
Yeah, but fluffy.
Yeah, and a zebra.
With a long neck.
Yeah. Yeah, a giraffe.
No, llamas and alpacas are similar, like horses and ponies are similar.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
I thought you were saying they were like horses
Let's
and
name
ponies.
Other animals that are like. Hippopotamus and rhinos.
You were just going to
a turtle and a
wrap
tortoise.
This up. This
Sorry.
Is the problem.
I know. I derailed
one,
it. I was excited about
it.
That
was
alpacas.
A really good one, and everyone didn't focus on it.
Tiger and lion.
Yeah, those are pretty similar.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, I kind of like this game.
Bye.
All right, bye. Oh, how about this one? How about this one? A coyote and a dog.
Yeah, we probably should have ended it.